AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairie Land Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBLE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 20th of December, 24 degrees. Wind chill of 14. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Under Sheriff John Kelshin to talk Polar Plunge with us here this morning. John, good morning.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are things going?
How are you guys today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, it seems a little bit weird to be talking about Polar Plunge, not just because we're getting close to Christmas, but because there's nothing polar about the atmosphere here locally right now. But this is really game on time here for Polar Plunge 2022, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's hard to believe that it was 60 days out yesterday.
Ooh, 60 days out. So do the math. What does that add up to as far as polar plate date?
February the 19th.
There it is.
Okay. Well, John, what's the tentative game plan right now here for Polar Plunge 2022 as far as location and the different activities that will be taking place that morning?
Well, it'll be Mouse Lake, up in the air a little bit about how involved the senior center will be, or if we'll have to go back and use the format that we used last year where we did a lot of things that we traditionally did at the senior center at Mouse Lake. Our big focus right now is companies or even individuals that would like to be a major sponsor for the event, and there's sponsorships available from $250 all the way up to $10,000, depending on what level of things you would like to see your company highlighted as far as with the state. Locally, if you're $250 above, if you want a banner at our location, even though it may not say it on the state website, we'll make that happen at the activity to show that you are a major contributor to the local event.
And I'm sure we could probably, if you are a sponsor here of significance, we can get you publicized on some of the radio promotions that will be going on too as well. So we'd like to help out in any way that we possibly can on that front. So get your sponsorship inquiries in, and if people are interested in sponsoring the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics, John, how can they do that?
Well, they can do it by the website, which is plungeks.org. And at the very top, it says sponsorship. You could actually do it online, or you contact myself at the sheriff's office, Kevin Risley at the police department, and I'm pretty sure Scott Hayes would take inquiries here at the radio station.
I agree on that. John, talk a little bit about how Polar Plunge has now become, I guess, one of the key funding mechanisms here for Special Olympics, and really, you know, you bring up every time why this is such an important deal for you personally, but this has been an important venture here for law enforcement for, I think, close to 35, 40 years now. Why is this so important here for law enforcement to be such a driving force here when it comes to Special Olympics here across the area?
Well, it's because it's a segment of our population, of every community, that these games, Special Olympics, provide, and activities and health screenings are very important to their overall health, wellness, and it's something they really look forward to.
You can tell, too, when the Special Olympians are out there, just how excited they are to see everybody and to be part of an activity like this.
Absolutely. And we'll have a little bit different with this Polar Plunge. The theme is opposites. And so we're really going to try to highlight some Special Olympians at the event this year, COVID permitting. If they can be there, we may pair them up as judges of the event with a sponsor to judge the different categories we have for the plunge.
So as far as the specific polar plunging logistic, John, is that still in flux due to COVID on how that will actually unfold February 19th?
Well, we're planning it as normal. We'll have the tents. Scott got that arranged with Waters. And so our plan is that we'll be back to a normal polar plunge. But only we can't read the future with the increase in COVID cases. But I think it's pretty easy at that event, even with the tents, that social distancing and staying in your own little group is pretty easy with that event without a lot of mixture since it's an outside event.
I don't know. That may change, with this weird weather we're having. It could be 110 out there that day, February 19th.
Wow.
We'll have to watch out for that. Let's talk specifically about where the money from the Polar Plunge goes, John, and how important it is to keep those funds alive for Special Olympics.
Well, it's a state event, and so it helps support not only our local events in our region for Special Olympics, but it also supports the state event, which is generally that first weekend in June. And we hope it can take place, which it hasn't for 2 years in a row. So at some point it'll come back, and it is very important because it's just not the games themselves. As I mentioned earlier, they have health screenings at those games, and those are things that many of those individuals wouldn't get if it wasn't for them going to the state games. And like I said, they truly look forward to competing at both the local level and then qualifying to go on to the state level.
Now, you mentioned sponsorships. The opportunities are available for the Polar Plunge here in Lyon County coming up at Mouse Lake February 19th. And if you're interested in sponsoring, we mentioned sponsorships are available, but good opportunity for an end-of-the-year tax write-off. This is tax-deductible, so a good chance here before the end of the year if you'd like to make that commitment. So you'll be helping, I'll tell you what, a lot of folks out with your support, the Special Olympics and the Polar Plunge coming up February the 19th. So sounds like you're all ready to move forward, John.
Yeah, we are. We'll have a strut with it, too, and it'll be the first race of the Super Series. As far as I know, it's the first race. Amanda was on board with it, so
good.
That will resume, assuming we're not going to have ice that day.
So are you going to be pluck-a-ducking again this year?
Yeah, we'll pluck a duck as well there at the lake, and that'll be another opportunity. And if you don't want to jump in the water, you can still donate to Special Olympics, and you can be a partner that just gives money, and you don't. There's nothing that says you have to give. It's all about giving the money and supporting the cause, not necessarily jumping in cold water.
Well, John, one more time, give us that Special Olympic Polar Plunge web address.
It is ksplunge.org. plungeks.org.
Okay.
PlungeKS.org.
Sounds good.
Right.
John, thanks so much for joining us. I know we'll have you, Kevin, and probably Scott on with us on the morning show here over the next couple of months leading up here to Polar Plunge 2022.
Yeah, thank you guys very much, and you guys have a Merry Christmas. All right, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, John. Appreciate it. It's Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch, and a big organizer of Polar Plunge. He has raised a lot of money and donated and volunteered, I'll tell you what, just a ton, decades worth.
Yep.
For Special Olympics. So thanks to John and the Polar Plunge crew for all that they do. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot of interviews on our morning show every week, the only one we have left here this week happens to be on Christmas Eve, but that's open. If you want it, go ahead and give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we will be joined by Freedom Fest lead organizer Steve Harmon, and also All Veterans Memorial Committee member Frank Lowry is going to be joining us as we talk about Saturday's Freedom Fest donation to the memorial. Big activities on Saturday. We'll get the review of that coming up tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It is 7:31, 24 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The team at First Choice Plumbing thanks you for trusting them with your plumbing needs this year. They send you warm Christmas greetings and wishes for a wonderful new year. First Choice Plumbing looks forward to working with you in 2022.
This time of year reminds us to pause and consider the importance of our relationships with family and friends. Enjoy your time together. Happy holidays from Edward Jones Emporia, Greg Seibel, John Geitz, John Newland, and Courtney Ward. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Waters Hardware gift department is filled with treats for every occasion this season. Need a last-minute snack to share at the office? Waters Hardware has Stonewall Kitchen gourmet sauces, jams, and jellies perfect for any holiday party. Your treats will be a hit without all the work when you pick up a popular sweet or savory dip mix from Wind and Willow. Waters Hardware has more than just hardware. They have everything you need to make your season bright. Waters Hardware.